Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, Sean Callahan, 6:30 as always, the mailbag, 6:45, lots to get to in the coaching information, some news updates, EJ Bartha, looks like he's going to be the new running backs coach, replacing Brian Applewhite from UConn.
Yeah, Applewhite, he won't be part of the equation. Brian Applewhite will not be part of the equation.
Bill Bush also appears to will not be part of the equation, per several reports.
Is that right?
That is, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, unless something changes, it is. From what I have seen by multiple people, it is not expected to have Bill Bush on staff. Right. We'll see if that's confirmed at some point here soon. But that's what many reports have said. Nothing official yet in that capacity. But E.J. Barthel, pretty much is official because Matt Rhule retweeted the guy, his own Twitter account from E.J. Barthel saying, go Big Red with him in a, you know, red shirt on. Good. UConn.
I don't have any real small
UConn's time. Running backs were pretty good this year. They didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher. They had a lot of guys with like 400 to 500 yards.
They went from really bad to good. They went from like
6-6 program this season.
They went from just over 3 yards a carry to well into almost 5 yards a carry. Jim Mora did a great job there, and EJ was a part of that.
Shout out to Jim.
Yes.
Oh, so all the Jims are just on a first name basis with you? Jim Harbaugh is just Jim. Now Jim Mora Jr. is just Jim to you also?
Maybe. Small talk. I'm trying to think if there's any small talk.
It was
talk.
Cold and sucky yesterday. Yesterday's weather was terrible. Awful. I had to go to several appointments in the morning, and I was walking in the Haymarket to them. And it was like getting pelted in the face with snowballs.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, when it's your first snow or first occasion of the season, it feels like that to me. Now, you can call me a weenie all you want. It's fine. I've been called worse. I've been called worse. So I get called a weenie all the time. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Does anybody call anybody a weenie anymore?
Yes.
Come on, you weenie.
Yeah. This show does it. Weenie.
You're a weenie.
Yeah.
You're a weenie.
I didn't enjoy.
That's a great word.
I did You're enjoy the walk. But here I am. I survived it all.
Stop being a weenie.
Exactly. Like I said, I've been called all the names in the book.
Speaking of weenies, there was a listener who said, you got to stop eating on the air.
Just texted in this morning also.
Really? And I said.
Can I read the text?
Can I get to my spiel first?
Absolutely,
here?
Yeah. Please. Finish your spiel about the eating on the air.
You brought up weenies. I was eating. I've been eating cough drops on the air to help with the cough and not coughing into the microphone. And I told the person. The person said, "You got to stop eating on there." I said, "That's not eating. That's a cough drop, Halls." And he said, I mean, you can't, if you're a listener, you can't tell whether it's a cough drop or it could be a hot dog, a weenie.
You can tell. When it doesn't click around in your mouth, it doesn't clunk around. It's not hard.
A hot dog doesn't.
Right.
You wouldn't think so.
It's not the same type of food.
All right. What was
that listener's name, by the way? You know? Because he might have texted the same
Rick.
Thing. Okay, this is from Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron in Elkhorn says this. Jake, can you please take the cough drops away from Sip tomorrow morning and today? He's abusing the privilege to use them, treating them like hard candy now
I
for
do.
F's sake.
I do.
Listening to him talk with them clinking in his mouth reminds me of hearing my kids slurp up their cereal in the morning, annoying as bleep. Love the show, guys. Keep up the good work. Aaron in Elkhorn.
Aaron, good news. I told Jake I don't have any cough drops, so we're doing no cough drops today.
If you hear a hard clink over there, something else, some different candy film. We do have gobstoppers up front. You could use those, I suppose.
No, I'm not using those.
By the way, Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care here in Lincoln. Get ahead for your 2023 services with Newton's Lawn Care.
You used the word weenie, which is, it just threw me for a loop this morning.
You haven't heard that word for a
not
while?
Not for a long time. Sorry, I'm being a weenie.
You got to keep some words alive in English.
Yeah, thank you for keeping that alive.
You have to.
That was a 1980s word. That's an 80s word when I was a kid.
Oh, come on.
70s, 80s.
I'm 31 years old. I've heard weenie in some regard my whole life.
Who uses the word weenie?
I don't know people. I can't give you names.
Because nobody does.
It exists. It's around.
Quit being a weener.
No one says that. Weenie. No one says that word. Come on.
So we're making a fine distinction between weenie and wiener now.
Yes, absolutely. Come on. What is this?
There's a distinction to be made between wiener and weenie.
Why is that so hard to accept or embrace?
You're out of your mind.
No, you're out of your mind. You're crazy over there.
All right.
464-5685. Call or text. As always, you can watch and comment. Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Now, this show begins at 6 a.m., but you guys might be surprised. We did a pre-show exercise.
Impromptu.
Yeah, it was
impromptu.
Not planned. Sip walked in and said, I have an idea. I said, okay, what he got? He said, Trev Albert said at the podium on Monday that Nebraska talked to 13 different coaches, including Matt Rhule, who was 1A on their list. They hire Matt Rhule. So we did an exercise. We said, who do we believe the other 12 coaches are that were contacted by Trev Albert?
He explicitly said he had interactions with 13 head coaches. And the way I heard it was those were the prospects. I bet he talked to others that weren't prospects. And I know, and then I heard from a source that he said that number during the course of their discussion was 14.
Okay.
So whatever, 13. He said told us 13, so we'll go with 13. And it did jibe with what the source said that he mentioned to me that he talked to 14 candidates. Okay. So,
well, I have an idea who 14 might be then. Cuz we talked before the show, the 13, and we argued about 14.
Well,
we kept 14 off the list.
Hold on. We'll set it up this way.
Okay, here's who we discussed. We believe are the top. We had seven that were for sure.
No,
or
I'd
more
say
than
nine
okay.
for sure.
We have nine that we discussed that are for sure
ten,
among the 13.
Ten that I feel that nine, I'd say for sure. The 10th, I'm pretty sure. And then the final three were pretty foggy on.
Okay, plus 14.
Yeah, I was just going to stick with 13.
Well, we'll talk about 14.
Okay.
Okay.
So the nine we're sure about?
We both agreed on these names.
Rhule, Matt.
Obviously hired.
Rhule, Matt.
Matt Rhule.
Leipold, Lance.
Why are we going last name, first name?
Because I wrote down the last name.
Okay. I'll Lance Leipold.
Lance Leipold. Doran.
Dave Doran, right. NC State.
Fickle.
Luke Fickle, now at Wisconsin.
Okay, that's four.
Yep.
Those four we feel really good
Very
about.
Very confident that those were on the list.
Four, the top three there, Rule, Leipold, Doran, is one of my best sources, said for sure those guys. Fickle, The Athletic reported that Nebraska had contact with Fickle. So we are positive about
okay, that's
four.
That's four.
We are positive about Bronco Mendenhall.
Okay.
Five. Positive.
Unemployed,
positive.
Bronco Mendenhall.
We are positive about Mark Stoops, six.
Yep. Kentucky.
We are positive about Mickey Joseph.
Sure.
Trev told us the other day on the side in the side chat that Mickey laid out his vision for him.
That's seven.
Campbell.
Matt Campbell, Iowa State.
No doubter.
Yep.
Okay, those are no doubters.
So that's eight. Now we have one more no doubter.
I think Klieman's a no doubter. Yeah, Klieman's a no doubter. Nine.
Okay, then
Can you say the words, I think Klieman's a no-doubter?
For this exercise, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to.
Yeah, I'd put him in the no-doubter list. So there's nine. Rule, Leipold, Doran, Fickle, Klieman, Mendenhall, Stoops, Mickey, Matt Campbell. Now the 10th, as reported by Football Scoop, would be Gary Patterson. I'm just slightly less confident that he's one of them, but Football Scoop is pretty reputable.
I feel like we could put one more that I'm pretty confident
okay.
that they talked to.
Who?
Kalen DeBoer.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was a pretty interesting thing, Sip, that the same day that Mark Stoops gets an extension, that Kalen DeBoer too.
It wasn't the same day. It was like one day after.
Okay, the same time frame, where maybe they've been informed, possibly, that Nebraska has moved on with Matt Rule. But you know, we heard from Trev Alberts, Matt Rule is officially signed on Thanksgiving morning at 11 a.m. Matt Rule says maybe it was Friday. He's not sure when it was signed. But Trev said Thanksgiving morning. But it appeared that at that point, maybe they had moved on from Stoops and DeBoer. They signed their extensions, and so does Lance Leipold at Kansas.
Yeah. So that's 11 we feel good about.
And then we have not mentioned Jeff Monken yet.
Oh,
did we?
We feel good about – no. We feel good about 12.
Yep.
Man. Then it's just that 13 that we're like Bielema is in that conversation.
Yeah, did Trev talk to Brett Bielema? That's the question. Now, I would say the reason I said that I think you know, the 14th is up for the air, was there 14 actually out there? That's where I bring up Urban Meyer. Was Urban Meyer actually ever talked to? That's where I would say if you want to argue for a 14th candidate, that'd be the one you say, was there actually a conversation with Urban?
Well, was there a conversation about Urban? You could go to Urban and say, what do you think about the coaching landscape? Who would you look at? Or would you, when I say interactions with coaches, I'm saying interactions with coaches about coaching at Nebraska, not just interactions of Trev trying to get ideas or get background or anything like that. Did he go to Urban with the intention of trying to lure him to Nebraska? That'd be the question. See, I don't know about that one.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
I do. I skipped 12. So I skipped 13. Went 12 to 14. I think 13 would be Dave Aranda at Baylor, right? We didn't put him on the list.
No, we didn't. I think that's it.
I think that's the list. Now, there's a guy we had talked about that we did not put on the list that I think had picked up some steam. I'm not sure if Trev talked to him, but Jamie Chadwell at Coastal Carolina is one that you think might have been considered. Was he actually talked to by Trev Alberts? That is the question. Or maybe he would be 14 and Urban has never talked to. That would be possibly where you stand in that.
What about Brett Bielema?
That's why we put him low on the list in terms of our confidence level of conversation.
I will tell you this. I never, ever heard any from my sources. And there's I'd say three central sources. Never, never did anyone tell me that they talked to Bielema. Never. Never, never did anybody tell me they talked to Urban. Never did anybody tell me he talked to Chadwell. Now, Aranda, yes, I think I'm
got to be on the list. Got to be there.
I'm pretty sure on Aranda. Monken was a Football Scoop.
Yep.
Report, so I buy it. DeBoer we addressed.
Did we say Gary Patterson? I think
yes.
We said, right? Yeah, we said
yes,
Gary
we did.
Patterson. Yep.
I think we have a pretty solid 13.
We got people asking, do you think they actually did ever talk to Deion Sanders or not?
Ooh. Good question.
We might have to revise the, again, this was impromptu before the show, but we felt pretty good about this.
No, I still feel good about it.
Okay, well, here's four more names.
Don't be a weenie.
Okay, well, figure out. I'm not. Right. Troy Calhoun?
No.
Think you've talked
to? Nope.
Bill O'Brien?
Oh, God.
Lane Kiffin?
Oh, God.
Do you think you talked to those guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay, 14's O'Brien. I don't believe.
We'll never know the list.
I don't believe Kiffin. I never, ever thought there was any steam there except just in my brain.
And someone asked, I do not believe that he talked to Dan Mullen either. I don't.
I do not.
Yeah, I don't think Dan Mullen was approached for this job.
I do not. I think we have 14, so let's go with the 14. All right, we're going to do it again. Rule. I mean, I'm going to say the 9 that we feel great about.
Okay.
Rule, Leipold, Doran, Fickell in that order. Okay. Kleiman. That's 5. Mendenhall, 6. I know he talked to Mendenhall. What I heard from a good source was that Mendenhall was talked to as a favor to a booster.
Okay.
Rule, Leipold, Doran, Fickell, Kleiman, Mendenhall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. For sure. Stoops, 7 mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. Mickey, 8 for sure. Campbell, 9 for sure. There's 9 no-brainers on
there. And then the next 4 or 5 is where there's several candidates out there that we
Patterson
added to.
Gary Patterson was a Football Scoop report. I trust Football Scoop. 10. 11, Kalen DeBoer. 12, Monken, Football Scoop report. Trust. Aranda. I mean, I never had anybody directly tell me that Nebraska reached out, but I did have someone tell me he's not leaving. Now, he did get involved at Wisconsin. They interviewed him,
which I'm not surprised by.
Well, he had been
he's been there before.
He's 13 on our list. 14 is O'Brien. Then the wild cards are Chadwell, Urban, Bielema, Deion Sanders, and Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Was there a conversation there? We don't know.
We don't feel good about them
being in the 14.
Strongly doubt that there's a conversation with Lane Kiffin.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By the way, I heard there was serious smoke with Lane and Auburn.
Oh, I'm sure there was. I mean, yesterday they say that all along Hugh Freeze was their top target, because of course they're going to say that. But I'm sure that their top target was indeed Lane Kiffin, and he turned him down and stayed at Ole Miss.
So Deion, don't know. Yeah, there you go. There's a fun exercise.
There's a list.
You know,
anybody disagree with us?
Yeah, is anybody? Yeah.
Is there a name that we did not say that you believe that was contacted or was someone that Nebraska was interested in? We got someone saying PJ Fleck on the text line.
I don't think so. 402-464-5685. Is there a name we missed? Fleck? No, I don't think so.
Is there anybody in Nebraska's conference? We mentioned Brett Bielema and PJ Fleck. Anybody else in the Big Ten conference that Nebraska may have pursued? Pat Fitzgerald, possibly?
No. My God.
I'm just asking. So I was just putting a name out there.
Yeah, that would be easy to
say. I was just putting a name out there. The only two that we ever came up with that made sense.
Let's get a guy that won one game.
To contact were PJ Fleck and Brett Bielema. Because you're not getting anybody from, you know, of the top three in the East. You're not getting, or Michigan State, you're not getting Tucker. You're not getting Shiano.
I'm still recovering from you mentioning Fitzgerald. He won one game this year.
He's won the division twice in the last 5 years. It's been a rough last 2 years for Pat Fitzgerald. Yeah. No, I just had to mention the name. I just had to. But more likely that if there was anybody in the Big Ten, it was Fleck and Bielema that were mentioned.
I guess.
Not Jeff Brohm. I don't think Chris Peterson got called.
I don't think so.
Chris Peterson.
No.
Yes, Leroy, we said Mark Stoops. He was part of the nine that were obviously targeted.
We had really
contact.
I feel really good about nine. Really good.
We have a lot of people that believe that Troy Calhoun was on the list at Air Force.
Okay. I'm open-minded to that. I'm open-minded.
Do you agree with that's potential? That's possible.
Potential, but I never heard it.
So put him on the Dion list.
The wild card area.
I don't think he was for sure contacted, but he'll be in the wild card. Fine. We will please you and put you on the wild card list, Texas.
Troy Calhoun.
Last one. Kyle Whittingham. Think he was contacted? Ooh. Wild card?
I don't.
Okay. Not even contacted. Okay.
I don't even put him in the wild card category. I'm going to put him in the wild category.
You just changed your mind.
What's his first name?
Kyle Whittingham is his name.
Yeah, I can jack up his name with the best of them. I'll sometimes call him Ty Willingham.
Like Tyrone Willingham.
Yeah.
Former Stanford and Notre Dame head coach.
Yeah,
or Washington head coach. Was he Washington too? He
you
bounced
know the,
around.
You know, one problem we have is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wild cards.
Yeah, well, that's fine. We don't know if they were contacted or not. We have the ones we feel good about, the ones we kind of feel good about, and the ones we don't.
I just feel really good about those nine.
Beyond that, it's crapshoot on our behalf.
That was fun.
That was fun. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see if Sean agrees with that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. We'll talk to Sean next segment about the list and his thoughts and also the current coaching assistants. Your phone's lighting up over there.
We can ask him about use of the word weenie.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Before we get to
you're
Sean,
the one who used it.
I did.
Let's see. Hold on. Don't. We got Greg in South Carolina. He said, ha ha. Greg in South Carolina.
He says, our list is probably terrible, isn't it?
No, he said, ha ha. You did get a guy who won one game, Matt Rhule.
Yeah, Greg's not a big Matt Rhule fan. Greg, it's been very clear throughout this whole process.
Greg is very astute and funny. He's funny.
He's not a Matt Rhule fan. No. So on that note, before we get to Sean Callahan, we have consumed a lot of Kool-Aid in these parts the last several days.
Oh, we do that.
As you do when you hire a head coach. You know, it's Kool-Aid season. He was great at the press conference. He was well spoken, very informative. I thought
that's a word,
impressive.
I guess. Yeah, I mean he was.
So let's.
He was energetic.
There we go.
He was thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
He gave this little world we're in a jolt. Now.
So put down the Kool-Aid pitcher for a second. You got a disgusting red stain on your mustache.
Okay.
It's gross. Go wash yourself off in the mirror.
Okay.
In the sink.
Okay.
Okay. What concerns do you have with taking the Kool-Aid away? What concerns do you have regarding Matt Rhule and his ability to get Nebraska over the hump or back on track?
I mean, I think right away you wonder about recruiting in the Big Ten. In the footprint, where's he going to recruit? I mean, he mentioned Texas. I don't know. He mentioned Texas. I don't know. You can't make your. I don't believe you can make your living in Texas if you're a Big Ten team.
However, we know Matt Rhule is very respected in Texas.
Right.
High school coaches like him a lot.
But you have to go get player. You got to go get players in Texas and bring them up. Bring them up here. It's not. You can. You can.
It's
go
happened.
Get, oh yeah, you can go get certain players, but it was easier when you're in the Big 12. You'd agree with that.
I would.
You know, you're starting to see the staff. I don't have any major problem. I don't have any major problems with anybody I've seen. Satterfield certainly had mixed results as an offensive coordinator at South Carolina. A lot of the South Carolina fans wanted to run Marcus Satterfield out of town. Now, that was before the eruption of South Carolina's offense against Tennessee and Clemson.
Both victories.
Two victories, one in which South Carolina put 600 yards on Tennessee. 600. 600.
Tennessee, at that point, thought they were still a playoff team.
Right. And then beat Dabo in at Clemson, where Clemson never loses.
No, never.
I mean, you have to acknowledge those parts with Marcus Satterfield. Now, they didn't run the ball well. I think they're 12th in the league in rushing. But here's what I do on this, Jake. This is why I don't – I'm not a stats guy, and here's why. If you were – let's just say you were a fan in – I do this – Washington State. And they were in Washington State. Washington State. You were a fan of Washington State, and the school, Washington State, were considering Mark Whipple. And you were a little sports writer in Washington State or a little radio guy. You would look at Mark Whipple this year and go, oh, God, they can't run the ball, he doesn't run the ball. And you wouldn't probably have any context. You would just look at it and say, they don't run it. He doesn't run it. We can't hire him. Well, they wouldn't look at it and understand, generally, sports writers. They just throw out the stats that Nebraska didn't run the ball well without any context about the offensive line. That's why I'm very, very hesitant always just to go to analytics, because oftentimes there's just zero context. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm making a good point. Yeah. I mean, you would look at Whipple's numbers this year and say, oh, God, the guy just won't run the ball. And it would be very misleading, right? Now, granted, he wasn't, Pat Narduzzi pointed out, he wasn't exactly run the ball guy at Pitt.
And I would say, Pat, you're right, but did you win a conference title?
Yeah. But anyway, I'm always hesitant. Like, there was a year at Satterfield, I think it was his first year at South Carolina, they used four different quarterbacks. That's going to affect your numbers, right?
Yeah.
Context. Like, people just always, they'll just say, Sip, look at his numbers. Yeah, okay, I get it. But I need some context. And context is difficult to come by. You got to pick up the phone. You got to make some calls. And what was the deal going on? Hopefully you get somebody who gives you an accurate portrayal of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the football to me. When you evaluate a coordinator, you evaluate a quarterback, you need a lot of context. Right?
You do.
Like, evaluating Adrian Martinez was tough to do, you know?
It's tough to do this year also.
Yeah.
Because he was not bad for K-State. They replaced him. He's been injured, but now Will Howard has pretty much taken over his spot. He's been really good since he has done that. But Adrian was not bad this year.
And he got hurt.
Anyway.
So concerns about Rhule, it would start to me with, I just don't know where he's going for guys. I don't know where he's going for guys. You know, where are they going? I don't know. Does he know that? I hope he does.
Well, yeah.
Concerns.
You know, I heard, by the way, quickly before about Luke Fickell. He's got a 300-mile radius he recruits to. Not 500, 300 miles.
Is that right?
Yeah.
At Wisconsin or Cincinnati?
Yep. He's going to use a 300-mile radius.
At Wisconsin?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd have to look at...
Shorten it by 200 miles.
I'd have to look at Madison to see what lies in that 300-mile radius. Milwaukee, Chicago.
Well, the Minneapolis would be in there, wouldn't it be? Is that close? Probably. Minneapolis, Chicago. Yeah.
You better be careful.
Why?
To reveal some geographic shortcomings.
Well, Mr. Montana is part of the Four Corners. I'm safe forever on that.
I don't think I explicitly said that.
Yes, you did.
That.
You said I asked for the fourth state.
Well, here's the thing. The context of that discussion is I didn't understand really what the four corners are.
Well, I told you three of the states.
You did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay, you're pretty sure
I did. I'll have to review that.
Okay.
But you guessed Montana.
Okay, so what would your hesitancy be with Rule? I gave one. What would yours be?
Well, I would say for those who for sure call him a program reviver, there's no doubt he did that at Temple and Baylor. I don't think that Temple was in a horrible spot before he got there, right? Al Golden had been there previously. They had success.
Great. Yeah, I think they had won four games.
Al Golden jumps to Miami. They take, they drop down, and then Rule takes over. Mm-hmm. So they had not been through the depths of hell for years. They had a down year or two, but it previously had been pretty good with Al Golden, who jumped to Miami. And then at Baylor, of course, they had been good with Art Briles. Then the scandal hits, and he's in a terrible situation. But Baylor was a program that was certainly respected, unlike it was in the early 2000s.
True.
So he wasn't at the most impossible jobs. Now, he did revive them.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Nebraska's an impossible job.
I wouldn't either. The fear just comes down to, again, will he have that bad first year he's had? It's fair to ask that question.
I know it is, but that's not a fear of mine because it could very well happen. And why? Oh, Jake. Now, here we go again. We're not going to do this again where we butt heads over the first year. He's building a program. What if it goes really poorly? He's building a program. I mean, I half expect it to go poorly. Why would that be So your whole MO on this is you're saying to Matt Rule, you better come in and win 6 and 7. Really?
I said 6.
Really? That's patently unfair. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think it's unfair.
It's patently unfair.
I don't think it's unfair. I didn't say 9 wins. I didn't say 8. I didn't say 7. I said
you're attaching an expectation to a guy who's coming into a major rebuild? Really? No.
I'd like to know the fans' perspective.
Oh, there'll be people on your side.
They'll be mostly on my side here because of the dollar figures that were put into this.
You're coming. You're telling Matt Rule 6 or else.
Not or. What's the or else? You're not going to fire the guy. It's not or else.
Well, then there's no expectation.
It's just a disappointing season.
Then there's no expectation.
No, you can't say you're going to give a guy an 8-year contract and then fire him. There's no or else. It's just. No, year one, check on the disappointment box. That's what I would put.
No, that doesn't count for anything.
Success, disappointment. Year one, it's a disappointment check.
Okay, whatever.
So, yeah, there's no
even then
ramifications here regarding his job.
We're not doing this again. We're not going to get
or salary reduction.
We had this discussion 2 days ago.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, there's nothing that's going to happen to him.
Okay.
It's just what box do you check at the end of the season?
So, reservations with Rule. What are your reservations?
That he's a slow starter.
Okay.
And Nebraska fans just don't want that to be the case here. I get your point. You're tearing it down. You're building it back up. I get it. I'm not denying any of that as being truth or what's going to happen possibly this season in terms of a record. I'm just saying that is a fear of mine regarding him. Year one is usually terrible. And, man, we don't want that here next year.
I don't want it, but it wouldn't.
I'm not putting job leaper in terms of my fear. Like I told you, I said
job leaper.
I've said,
yeah, is Penn State a fear of yours?
Yeah, it is. He said Penn State twice in his opening statement.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if Penn State opens up, if Franklin goes out somewhere else, absolutely.
Context. He played at Penn State.
Yes.
He was telling stories about when he was at Penn State. He didn't say, he wasn't just bringing up Penn State. Should we get this call?
No, we're not. We have got to get Sean Callahan. We're short on time again. We're late. Caller, call back at 7 o'clock,
7?
Please. Yeah. Okay. If you're calling in, you can hear me. Call, but or if you want to call in general, 7 o'clock hour. It'd be wonderful. But Sean Callahan, Husker Online, is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.